So this is our fourth recording after the class for T-Touch for You Online, Celebrating Your Body's Infinite Wisdom. And today is December 8th, so it's our third class. And this is after the class for anybody who has additional questions or wanting to connect.
And I don't know if Ruby is going to stay on a little bit. You may have come back. I'd love to hear, Ruby, how you're doing. And I love the fact that you are doing this forehead connection with your beautiful dog, because I think it's really important. And I hadn't thought of it before until we got the connection with Ebus and realizing, wait a minute, I've been doing this for years. We need that recognition with our animals. I would just love to hear from a few of you that we haven't had a chance so much. Emma, are you still with us? I'm not sure that they've closed their video, so they may be gone. I don't know why they're still up here. Anybody have any comments or questions? Sandra, how are you doing? What's going on?
I just want to say about the forehead thing. You remember Magic.
Of course.
Magic is now 7. And we've always done something together that he started when he was a puppy called a nose nibble, where he just nibbles my nose. He doesn't do it to anybody else. But we've also done touch our heads ever since he was a baby. He put his head in front of my head.
Interesting.
And we sit there, and I can stare him right in the eye, and he doesn't turn around. He just looks right at me. And so I have a new girl now. Her name is Lyra. I adopted her from a breeder who said she was all these things, and it turns out she has lots of things going on, this little puppy. And she was scared, frightened, tail between her legs, wouldn't come out of a crate, wants to live in her crate. So we've been doing tea touches and ear work. She has an ear injury, so I have to stay out of that ear. A piece of it was bitten off, I think. And she does head touches with me. If I bend over, she will touch her head to my head. And so I've been doing that for a long time. And I didn't know if it was a ridgeback thing or just a thing between me and my guys.
Interesting. So one of the things that Catherine just said, Celia just made the comment that you've been touching your children's foreheads. You know, in some cultures, it is their greeting is not to shake hands or to kiss, but the Hawaiians actually touch foreheads. And it's so one of my, oh my gosh, like poignant memories of my life was in a class, in one of our classes in Germany. One of our practitioners is a special ed teacher, and she works with children who are 6 years old, 6 and 7, and they have IQs like under the 70 range. And she'd been teaching them. She made a t-shirt that had the circle on it and the clock, and she'd been teaching them T-Touch. She'd been doing the wraps with them. She had been having them play in the labyrinth, which is something, Sandy, we could do. Debbie, you did a beautiful little finger labyrinth that we should bring in. And so she'd been having the boys like one wrap, an ace wrap around the waist and drive them from behind like horses. So they'd been doing all this stuff for months with T-Touch, and she brought several of these boys to the class one day. And we're sitting in the circle, and this one boy came to each person and just stood in front of them and looked at them. And when he got to me, I don't know if he'd seen a picture of me or how he knew that I was the teacher, but he came up to me and he leaned forward and put his forehead on my forehead and just stood there. I mean, that feeling, I think, will never leave my head. And it's such a precious thing to do. In our culture, we shake hands or we kiss, 1, 2, 3, 4, depends what country you're in, whether you air kiss, touch them, or what. But that's something different, interesting, and we can do that with our animals. Sandra?
Well, somebody posted to me on Facebook that when you kiss someone on the head, it's like touching their soul. On the forehead, rather. It's like touching their soul.
And, like, what's the thing? Forehead to forehead.
Same thing, I think.
Soul to soul.
Same thing. Interesting.
Yeah. Cool. Any thoughts, any comments any of you have? It's late for some of you still. So Janelle, would you like to talk about it? You can unmute yourself.
I don't think I have anything to add particularly.
Okay.
I just like making little comments, and I like reading people's comments.
Right. And where are you from?
Oh, I live in Portland area, just over the border in Vancouver area.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And have you done a companion animal training or any other trainings?
Yes, I just have done a few of them now. Just, I think, two or three, I forget. Uh-huh. Just starting. I don't know if you, you go to so many, you probably don't remember, but I brought my dog Lulu last time, and Border Collie Aussie, and she had, well, I was going to say earlier, the very first thing that we did when we were just, let's see, forgive me, I wasn't planning to talk, so I'm not thinking straight, but when we just did the little touches all over our bodies, so she was in the house and she wanted out really badly, and so she's very intense. She's sweet, but she's intense. As soon as we started that, and I think part of it's your voice, because she does remember your voice, I think, she went over, laid down, and was just watching me, and it was very unusual because her eyes were half closed and her mouth was half open. She's either got her, she always has her mouth wide open, you know, open, like excited, or else maybe closed if she's not, if she's apprehensive or something. But she was just kind of like, just sitting there completely quietly and calm. And I think things. I think it was partly listening to the way you were talking, and also because I changed my energy doing those little circles. And I think I tend to be rather high strung in many ways. And so I affect her. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Wow, that's fantastic. How interesting.
I would have loved to take a picture of her because I've never seen that look on her face before. And I look at her all the time. She's real cute. She's real pretty. It was fascinating. And as soon as that thing was over, she went back to her usual self saying, let me out, let me out.
Fascinating. Wow. So Wendy and Francis, I'd love to hear from you. Unmute. So Wendy and Francis have been taking care of our, managing our mentors for many, many years. Breed these beautiful.
Wants to hear from us.
You what? Go. Say that. You're muted. You were unmuted for a moment. You're muted again. There.
I was just calling Wendy because I don't know what we have to say. It's been wonderful.
Well, first of all, I'd like to know how your dogs are.
They're wonderful. And it was interesting listening to you about headbutting. And our guys don't do that, but they have the habit of coming and putting their heads next to our cheeks and resting their heads on our shoulder because they're so tall.
Isn't that an amazing feeling? I mean, yes. That's what I love when a dog touches my cheek. There's something, I don't know, it's, there's nothing like it.
No, right. It's in such, come here.
Such as, oh, let's see who's there.
Come here.
Please come look at you.
Here's Ian Fraser. Yes, I know. He was sleeping.
Yes, it is late. Well, no, it's not late.
No, no. He was just sleeping here in the living room with us. Yeah,
Well, I just want to thank you both for everybody. They're deer hounds you have, right?
Yes, right.
Right.
Yes. And, our life with T-Touch has been so enriching for us. We couldn't begin to give back as much as what we've gotten.
Well, we've helped so many animals and so many people with their animals. It's just been incredible. And we so appreciate the amazing mentorship that you've been overseeing. Beth, I'd love to hear from you. Beth Glass. I see you here. And I'm not sure about if Jill is still here at all. I have a feeling we've all got things to do. And there you are, Beth. I just wondered how you are.
Hi.
Hi.
I am better. I've had a flu or something. So I am well, and I use, you know, I don't have T-Touch formal training, but I've learned a lot through these classes because I've taken, I guess this is the third of this type at any rate. I have a rescue dog who's been with me almost 3 months now, and I'm learning so much from him. But one of the things that I'm learning about me is how differently I touch him. I touch him in circles. And I just continue to learn things and feel these connections, and my life is richer. It's busier, and
beautiful. And when you had the flu, did you do T-Touch on your ears?
I did, and I did a lot on my throat and my chest. Actually, I don't think it was flu. I think I still have a little bit of bronchitis, but
yeah.
I'm concentrating a lot on my chest and my throat.
Yeah.
The congestion is really, really heavy during the night and in the morning, and during the day, as long as I'm vertical, I'm tired, but I'm not coughing.
Yep. Fantastic. And I mean, it's so helpful to really do gentle, extensive work on our ears. And if you have congestion, I find raccoon touches just along this sinus areas along here really can help. Just very gentle, like two pressure, no more than that. And that, boy, I was in a situation years ago where I had a terrible flu and a 103 fever, and I had to fly somewhere to teach. And it was a huge demo. And I couldn't get out of it. I mean, I hate to take a horrible cold like that into a demo. God knows how many people are infected by it, but I had no choice. And the whole time on the flight, I just worked this whole area and did more on that sinus area, actually, and did a lot on my ears, but a lot there. And I was feeling fine by the time I got off that plane. It's amazing what you can do when you have to for that.
I've been doing a lot in here, and I just realized that's probably more sinus than mouth, because it hurts here. And so I'm just kind of drawn to gentle touches.
Yep. And so you go to the point that and then do even less, just a little less. It's wild the way that works. Debbie, any thoughts about China or Japan? What's it like teaching in China?
Well, you know, all of the countries are so different and they're so the same. You know, no matter which country I go to, I feel like people who care about their animals are so much more the same than different. So, you know, culturally there are some differences, but honestly, you know, it's such evidence that we're all so connected. And I certainly don't meet the cross section of the culture for sure. I'm meeting people who are interested in T-Touch and care about making a difference with their animals or with themselves in the case of T-Touch for you. And it's just such a joy to just, you know, share the different stories, but really coming back to, you know, we're really all the same.
Fascinating. And you've got really wonderful classes there. Sandy, do you have any thoughts that you want to share with EBIS, any messages from EBIS?
Well, when we went into the forest, of course he came to me, and along with, it was quite a circle of animals, and I just sort of slid up onto his back and was hugging on him, which is has been happening in all my meditations. And all the animals were around, and cats on my back and dogs snugged up on my back and along on his back, and my other horses with their heads hanging over us. And there was just a beautiful message of connection and sense of safety. And the words to one of the songs that we sang to him before he passed and then after he passed, and that has a particular connection with me, with my dad and other friends who have passed away, is about standing with you and feeling that kind of solid strength. So that's the feeling that I'm
beautiful
getting, yeah. Sense of safety. All is well. It's okay. We've got you. All is going where it needs to go. Yeah.
Beautiful. And Catherine, I'm going to be so interested when you start sharing the tea touch for Christoph's son, dog. Because some magic can really start to happen with that. Really beautiful. And Donna, I'm interested in the bees. I'd love to hear if you would write to me in between. I don't want to wait till the 19th of January. We were supposed to have a session on the 5th of January, but we're going to be in Hong Kong. It would be like, you know, after midnight for me, and we're not sure of the connection. So that's why we extended on the other end and better get back. We won't be back until the 8th from Hong Kong. So. But do write to me. I want to know.
I'll email you.
Okay. Yes, of course. Right. I meant email. And put it in, share it. Are you, I can't remember. Are you in the Facebook?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. So I really saw those bees and flower essences.
That's great.
So Catherine, the dog really picked it. Christoph, what kind of a dog is he? We're just waiting for you to get your unmute yourself there. Huh? Don't know what's. We still can't. We don't get you. We're not having success there.
Oh, now I'm off. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Am I on mute? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the way they met, I took him to the rescue, and we wanted to get a much, well, I wanted to get a much smaller dog. But this dog had kind of caught my eye on the, you know, on the Facebook and stuff. So I said, we sort of picked out another dog, and then I said, okay, well, let's just see this Musquat dog. Well, his name is Bear. They were calling him Bear, so I said, let's just see Bear. And he's Burmese Mountain Dog Cross. He's like 108 pounds, so pretty large. This is why I sort of wanted a different kind of smaller dog. But anyways, and the lady said, okay, but I'll show him to you, but I won't even, you know, I won't even take him out of, you know, take him out of the kennel. And I said, yeah, that's fine. You know, we already, you know, we're going to get a smaller dog than that. And But I said, you know, we came all this way, we might as well just at least see him, you know. And yeah, instantly my son started crying, and the lady, you know, she's just took Bear out, and like everybody knew that that was the dog. There was no point in going home with anybody else. So we have this very large dog, and he kind of, because he is quite like, I live in a house, which is okay, but he's a Burmese Mountain Dog, and he kind of likes being outside more because of his long coat and stuff. So he's mostly at my son's dad's place now, so because he's on an acreage, so but he spends a lot of time with his dad, so we bring him here sometimes, but he doesn't quite live here as much as I thought was going to happen. But yeah, that's his story.
Yeah. So and do teach him that even when he's not with them, he can just stay in touch with them.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Doesn't have to be with him.
Yeah. And we do bring him home. He just is quite also very destructive, the dog, when he's left by himself. So, and being 108 pounds, destructive is a lot of destruction.
Yes.
So, great. Yeah.
Well, thank you all. We're going to call it a day if nobody has anything else. And it was lovely being with you.
Thank you so much.
My great pleasure. And we shall see you in January. But in the meantime, I'll just be meeting every morning. And wherever I am, I'm just going to be imagining us all gathering in the forest in this amazing circle with all of them, all of the animals, all the beings. Blessings.
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 Love you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Love you too.